We're going to head to Canberra now, where the Prime Minister's been chairing this morning's meeting of National Cabinet. Our political reporter Tom Iggulden joins us now. Afternoon, Tom. So there have been some pretty big developments since National Cabinet last met. That was 3 weeks ago. What's on the agenda?
Well, Tom, as you say, a very packed agenda. And look, it'll probably focus largely on those border closures around Victoria. The Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader, Michael McCormack, went on Radio National this morning and said he'd like to see that border situation more fluid. It's making life, it seems, particularly hard for a lot of agricultural producers along that border region. Of course, against that, there will be the normal health advice provided and an update there with a suggestion that it could be weeks until we know whether the virus has actually broken out of Victoria. Despite that lockdown, there'll of course again be another economic update. The Treasurer's been on record saying that it's costing about $1 billion a week due to that border closure. Also saying this morning that that might factor into the government's thinking about the future of things like JobKeeper and JobSeeker. And finally, Tom, we have the international border for the National Cabinet to consider as well. A review's been done into the safe capacity of the hotel quarantine system. Now, of course, that Melbourne is cut out of that system, that is going to limit the number of people that Australia accepts back into the country, and perhaps we might get some details upon the closing of the meeting today about exactly how many people that will be, Tom.
Okay, now while we've got you there, Tom, Parliament's powerful Joint Committee on Security and Intelligence has been inquiring into new ASIO powers this morning. What's come up there?
Yeah, pretty interesting morning at that inquiry, Tom. Actually, these new espionage laws have drawn criticism from the Law Council, who says they're very broad and they give ASIO extraordinary new powers without the kind of normal independent oversight that you would see for these laws normally. David Neil from the Law Council has been saying he, in fact, thinks it's quite frightening, these laws, and not the kind of laws that you would normally see in liberal democracies. And he's even compared them to the controversial Chinese laws passed just recently with regard to Hong Kong and national security there. He says, on the face of it, the Australian laws might actually be more concerning because the Chinese laws deal with sedition, whereas it's a much broader definition in these new ASIO laws. Let's have a listen to what he told the inquiry.
The words of that legislation may not, probably don't, mirror what the realities of this, Chinese law is. However, we are very concerned that legislation of this country that you'd be that the agents of ASIO would be entitled to detain compulsorily people for 40 hours to question them about things which are detrimental to the interests of Australia because they've been talking to someone who's classified as a foreign power about those things, keeping in mind that it's not someone who's actually going to do something which is detrimental to it, but simply someone who may have information about that.
David Neil from the Law Council of Australia there. Before him, our reporter Tom Iggulden in Canberra.